This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A Saudi-led coalition airstrike hit a hospital in Yemen's northern Hajj province Monday, killing at least 6 people. Authorities say at least 20 people were wounded. The hospital is run by the medical charity Doctors Without Borders. Zambian President Edgar Lungu has been reelected in a closely contested vote. The Electoral Commission said Mr. Lungu of the ruling Patriotic Front won more than 50% of the vote. Day 10 of the Summer Olympics in Rio is underway with 17 gold medals at stake. The International Olympic Committee says Egyptian judo athlete Islam El Shahabi has been sent home after refusing to shake the hand of Israeli Or Sasson following the end of their bout. El Shahabi was sent home by his own team. He lost a fight on Friday and was reprimanded by the IOC for his actions. 3 Hong Kong student activists received sentences Monday for their roles in leading the pro-democracy Umbrella Revolution street demonstrations in 2014. Joshua Wong and Nathan Law were convicted last month for taking part in an unlawful assembly. They were sentenced to several hours of community service. Alex Chow, who was found guilty of inciting others to join an unlawful assembly, received a 3-week prison sentence. That sentence will be suspended for a year because Chow will be studying in Great Britain. Kurdish rebels detonated a car bomb outside a police station in southeastern Turkey, killing at least 3 people. An official says the attack targeted a police control post on a major highway leading southeast of Diyarbakir. Officials say 25 people were wounded in the attack, including several police officers. This is VOA News. Officials in Peru said Monday that a 5.3 magnitude earthquake has killed at least 4 people and injured more than 50. The quake struck Sunday in the Arequipa region. There are reports of damage to houses and irrigation canals in the village of Yanque. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump Monday outlined a plan calling for what he called foreign policy realism. Trump spoke in Ohio.
That is why one of my first acts as president will be to establish a commission on radical Islam, which will include reformist voices in the Muslim community who will hopefully work with us. We want to build bridges and erase divisions.
Trump said the era of nation building for the U.S. will come to a swift and decisive end. Trump said the U.S. should stop issuing visas to people seeking to enter the country if they cannot be adequately screened ahead of time. He called for an ideological test for migrants, asking people trying to settle in the country for their views on religious freedom, gender equality, gay rights, and other issues to see whether they support tolerance and ethnic pluralism. There was more racial unrest Sunday night in the Midwestern U.S. state of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It was the second night of violence, which erupted when a black police officer shot and killed an armed black suspect. Riot police were called out Sunday to confront a group of people who threw rocks at officers. A teenager was shot in the melee. 4 law enforcement personnel were wounded. Officials say 14 were arrested. There was no repeat, though, of the widespread destruction of property that occurred Saturday when at least 6 businesses were set on fire. An East African regional organization says the Somalia-based militant group Al-Shabaab is planning attacks in countries throughout the region. In a 53-page report, the Intergovernmental Authority on Development, or IGAD, says the militant group has expanded and formed special military wings dedicated to carrying out attacks. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe sent a ritual offering to a controversial shrine honoring the country's fallen soldiers from World War II. He avoided making a personal visit to the Yakusuni Shrine and sent the offering as the leader of the ruling party, not as prime minister. He took the action as Japan marked the 71st anniversary of its defeat at the hand of Allied forces. Thai police say investigators say up to 20 people were involved in bomb attacks last Friday, but they say the identity of the culprits is a topic of speculation. Police sources tell VOA at least 7 people have been detained for questioning. The attacks on tourist areas left more than 30 dead or wounded. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.